going to switch subjects to some extent, and that is we're going to be talking security, but in just a moment, we'll be talking about the No More Ransom movement with Kasten Thomas, who's in studio with us. He's the president of InterWorks and is part of a coalition of companies that have gotten together to beat the bullies who are trying to shake down companies around the world for ransomware, with ransom. And before we get there, though, we were talking about phones with Rick Broida, and I wanted you just to kind of touch on, if you will, a little bit, security on phones, because I know that's part of your passion as well, before we get too far from that.
Yeah, especially with kids going back to school and parents paying for their programs. The children are just so proficient on computers now and phones. There's literally nothing that they can't get to on the internet. And that goes without saying, that's not always the best stuff in the world.
Yeah, right.
There's a program that we've talked about called Lookout. Lookout.com is a free program. They have recently made some substantial updates because those people who can sniff what you're doing on Wi-Fi, Lookout can detect that and will warn you if you connect to a bad Wi-Fi. Highest recommendation, put it on your iPhone, put it on your Android, put it on your Windows phone.
Okay.
Absolutely no doubt.
Okay.
But the other thing to talk about is parental controls. You can do this within Google. You own the phone. You can put passwords and restrict what people can see. But on Google and iPhone, there are also some good parental control programs that you can get. So that you can limit what your child can get to or what can get to them. Because it's not always what they're doing, it's what people are trying to do to them.
Exactly.
So,
well, let's use that to jump into the subject of No More Ransom. And the information that this was just a little over a week ago, I think, that you folks announced this?
Yeah, InterWorks, on the one-year anniversary of the No More Ransom initiative, we became a sponsoring partner with 108 other government agencies, vendors who are doing malware in the industry. Checkpoint and Cylance are world-class vendors for corporate security. They are co-sponsors. Europol, Interpol, a number of governments have decided to collaborate. So what we're doing is, InterWorks, is we're spreading the word in the United States about this initiative. And the idea is that it's a one-stop shop where a technically proficient person can go to find the latest and greatest anti-ransom tools. So there's no profit in this. It's a great way that we can collaborate as security professionals, bring the best and brightest minds from all over the world to collaborate with law enforcement, to collaborate with the anti-ransom vendors. All of these people are in one place, virtually collaborating to bring these tools. So we're excited,
Kasten,
about it.
So, Kasten, you and I have breakfast with a bunch of security folks on Fridays. I haven't been able to go recently, but...
Yeah, we'll come down and join you on your boat soon, Gary.
I was just going to say, if we want to move that breakfast Friday mornings down here, I'd be happy to host. So, but, you know, I know a number of people said... The best defense is just backup and restore, right?
That's
wrong
one
with
defense.
Just being able to do that?
Well, not everybody does it, number one. And what we do within even the largest corporations is have multiple layers of defense. Restoring from backup is not always the best. Your most critical files might be the ones you worked on this morning, and your backup was last night. That's a problem. Plus, you're down while you're restoring the files, and if it's a very large restore, that can take hours, if not, you know, in large corporation, days.
I think your point's well taken, that defense in depth really is the right strategy, and there's a number of security measures that you need to take, and the backup is certainly a big part of it, but only one of them.
Yep, and we've put it up on our website, 10 tips. Actually, there's 17 tips. Seven of them are for the really advanced people. But No More Ransom, and it's nomoreransom.org. Anybody can go to that website. There's no sign up. every tool, every piece of information is absolutely free. But they've posted their tips on how to prevent. And one of the recommendations is to have backups and be able to restore from backups. So it's absolutely something that you need to
now,
do.
Now, maybe you can clarify something. When you say backups, one of the things I heard is that if you only have a single backup and you're always backing up the same files to the same backup source, and you don't have multiple versions of the files, if you back up an encrypted file, it's overwriting the backup data on your external device or whatever backup mechanism you're using, and that file you just copied is encrypted.
That's correct.
Okay, so what we're talking about is multiple backups.
Multiple backups, progressive backups.
Progressives, thank you.
Within corporations, they're backing up annually with a full backup, and then they're doing incremental backups on a monthly, weekly, daily basis.
Right, so you have the ability of restoring. I want the file last Thursday at 2 p.m., not the six other ones that happened after them. So,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what you want. So you're almost looking at an online backup system for
speaking of home users.
Yes.
Speaking of that, how does this tie in with those online services? You know, like some of the ones that are out there. I'm trying to think of the
name. Carbonite and
Carbonite, yeah. Right? Yes. Exactly.
No, I mean, if I was a if I stored stuff on a Google Cloud, I don't have the ability. I only have one copy of it out there. If I have a OneDrive, I only have one copy of it out there, and it's possible those files could be encrypted as well.
And one of the things that the hackers are doing is making you think you've got a good file until they've encrypted a couple of versions.
Yep.
And then they unload the whammy on you. I mean, the innovation that goes on. Both on the white hat and black hat, as they're called. The white hats are constantly battling the black hats, and it's a game of leapfrog.
What are some of the tools you mentioned?
Of course, now...
Oh, go ahead, Kerry.
Caspin, let's take OneDrive, for instance, as Ed was mentioning. Now, they take care of making sure that there's no ransomware attacks on OneDrive, right? And they have multiple copies, so if they ever get... do get hacked and encrypted, that they can go back and restore from any one of multiple copies that are happening almost simultaneously. Isn't then letting the cloud provider that provides really good security, isn't that a way to beat this the ransomware guys?
No, Gary. It's still responsibility of the user to do that. And if you're working on a file over a couple of days, you might be able to go back 5 days, but all those changes that you've made since then are gone. So I'm not a big fan of relying on that as the best case of defense, because you do need to have your anti-malware system up to date and running. There is a role that OneDrive or Dropbox or Box can play in that, but it's not a silver bullet. There's never a silver bullet in security, because there are multiple ways to attack computers and attack users, and that's why you need multiple layers of defense.
So one of the things you were saying is that you provide tools on nomoreransom.org. Tools for what? Possibly decrypting the files that...
Absolutely.
Really?
And it's really for technical people, but as we're spreading the word, not all the technologists are going to be aware of it. So... if you do have a technical expert that you rely on when you run into problems on your computer, let them know about nomoreransom.org. And that is .org, not .com.
Right. And it's not just InnerWorks that's doing this. You said there's a collaboration of 108 other companies, including antivirus, anti-malware companies that are publishing on there some of the tools they've used and some of the encryption techniques they've used.
Yeah, some big companies like Trend Micro and Checkpoint, Cylance, Fortinet. Verizon, Deloitte.
Yeah. Awesome. These are big names. And the whole idea is that we have a bigger problem, and we're all making good money at this. We really want to contribute and make these tools available, because the more we can discourage the bad guys, the more we can remove the incentive from making money by preying on people who are vulnerable to this.
Well, one of the things I thought that was funny is one of the things that is clearly communicated to the customer is how to obtain bitcoins. So they provide very concise instructions on how a person can get bitcoin so they could pay the ransom. And I'm like, well, can't you just, you almost wish that the instructions were as concise as how do I can get rid of this dang ransomware.
The people who are engaging in ransomware criminal activity have great customer service.
I heard, yes.
They are very helpful. And you have to remember, the people doing this are not kids in their parents' basement. These are business enterprises. It's organized crime. And it's very sophisticated people building businesses around hurting people.
Oh, boy. Captain Thomas, thank you so much for you and your colleagues who have gotten together to participate in this No More Ransom campaign. By the way, folks, we have a special bonus interview with Captain in which we go into some more details on some of these other aspects of the No More Ransom. And that will be posted online on our program notes. So look for that as well.